This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A former high-ranking member of the Adams County Sheriff's Office has pleaded guilty to falsifying training records. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
The Colorado Attorney General's Office announced that Thomas Tommy McClellan was sentenced to 24 months probation. He must also write a letter of apology to the Adams County Sheriff's Office. McClellan was undersheriff, the number two in the office. He admits that he signed training rosters for classes he did not attend. Officers are required by state law to complete training each year for things like firearm use. McClellan has agreed to potentially testify against two other defendants, including the former sheriff, Rick Reigenborn, who's also accused of falsifying training records. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Xcel Energy has set another record for annual profits, but CPR's Sam Brash reports investors remain concerned about financial fallout from the Marshall Fire.
A Boulder County Sheriff's report found Xcel power lines contributed to the 2021 blaze, the most destructive fire in state history. The company now faces hundreds of lawsuits from victims. On its latest earnings call, CFO Brian Van Abel told investors the company won't settle any cases.
You know, we strongly disagree with the conclusion of the sheriff's report, and we intend to vigorously defend ourselves sitting here today.
Xcel expects the lawsuits will go to trial sometime in 2025. If Xcel loses, it could be held liable for billions in damages. Energy customers likely won't cover those costs, but could pay for grid upgrades to prevent future fires. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.